This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The wars in Ukraine and Gaza will be a prominent feature of U.S. President Joe Biden's State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress Thursday night. President Biden is expected to push House Republicans to end their obstruction of a Senate-approved $95 billion foreign aid package that includes $61 billion to support Kyiv in its fight against Russia. The bill also includes $14 billion in security assistance for Israel and $9 billion in humanitarian assistance for Ukraine and Gaza. The 81-year-old Biden hopes the speech will ease voter concerns about his age as he heads into his November re-election campaign and a likely rematch against his 2020 opponent, former President Donald Trump. Ahead of Biden's speech, lawmakers in the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives passed a series of spending bills Wednesday worth $460 billion. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The House has passed a package of spending bills that would avert a partial government shutdown by the end of the week. A significant number of Republicans lined up against these bills. Speaker Mike Johnson says he is being realistic.
We're not going to get everything that we want. We want to cut spending. We want to limit the size and scope of the federal government. The reality right now is we have divided government. We have a two-vote majority, one of the smallest in history.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says Republicans aren't serious. To get anything done, there must be bipartisanship.
It has been our votes that have kept the lights on since September. We believe in governing. We believe that shutting the government down is a bad, terrible, awful idea.
Lawmakers are negotiating a second package of bills, including defense, that would have all federal agencies fully funded before a March 22nd deadline. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com and our VOA News app. This is VOA News. North Korea's state-run news agency is reporting that leader Kim Jong-un ordered heightened readiness for war during an inspection at a major military base Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has more.
Kim's tour of the base, the location of which was not identified, comes after the start of annual combined military drills by U.S. and South Korean forces on Monday in the south, with twice the number of troops taking part compared to last year. Pyongyang urged the allies to stop their drills, calling them rehearsals for war. Seoul and Washington say the exercises are defensive and a response to the North's threats. North Korean state media did not mention whether Kim explicitly referred to the joint U.S.-South Korean drills in his remarks Wednesday at the military base.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The European Union's climate monitor says last month was the warmest on record. Copernicus Climate Change Service on Thursday said the period from February 2023 to January 2024 marked the first time Earth had endured 12 consecutive months of temperatures 1.5 degrees Celsius hotter than the pre-industrial era. C3S said the trend continued last month, with February at 1.7 degrees warmer than the monthly estimate between the years 1850 and 1900. C3S also said ocean temperatures hit a record high in February, with the average global sea surface temperature at 21 degrees Celsius, or nearly 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Reuters correspondent Syakir Jasny has more.
They say the new record broke a previous average of almost 69.8 degrees in the Northern Hemisphere summer last August, in a data set that goes back to 1979. An El Niño climate pattern this year, fueled by warmer surface waters in the eastern Pacific, is driving extra heat. However, Carla Wontempo, director of the CS3, says human-caused climate change is still largely to blame.
Because we keep pumping greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, and so this fundamentally makes new temperature records more likely to be broken.
This week, marine scientists warn of a likely fourth global mass coral bleaching event in the Southern Hemisphere, potentially the worst in history due to warming waters.
That was Reuters correspondent Syakir Jasny. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's International Edition right here at VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.